Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to getting home today because I got me some barbecue chicken to eat. Cooked it up last night. Throw that in there and heat it up during the day. Put that on a cracker, dude.
Somebody was barbecuing.
Like pulled chicken barbecue or like chicken breast barbecue?
You know, it ain't no damn white meat, girl. Out of here with the chicken breast.
Chicken titty.
Hell no. Hell no. I'm munching on dark thighs, girl.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Barbecue thighs.
I like me a thigh.
Did them in the oven.
Nice. Juicy.
Barbecue in the oven.
You make your own barbecue sauce and everything?
No. Because that's one of those things to me that barbecue sauce, there's so much good barbecue sauce out there that you could buy. Why would you make it?
Well, there's good whipped cream out there, but you make that yourself.
Oh, it's not good.
The whipped cream you buy out of in a
can? But what I'm saying is that there's no way I could make a barbecue sauce that's any better than what I'm going to get at the store.
Maybe.
Because I use that, was it Tubbs barbecue sauce?
Stubbs,
yeah. That's what I use.
Cowboy hat on.
Yeah. I use that.
What size you got?
Of what?
For it to go with your barbecue chicken.
Oh, I thought you said what size.
I thought she said what size you got.
What size
I
don't know.
How big is the barbecue sauce bottle?
About a gallon.
I got that big bottle.
I'm a little confused.
You buy about a quart? Half gallon?
I'm probably going to maybe... put it on a bun.
Like a sandwich.
Like a sandwich out of it.
A little barbecue chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, chop it up a little bit and make a taco.
Barbecue tacos. And it is Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. But I may just do it with some veggie pasta or something.
Oh.
But probably not.
Yeah, not as exciting.
Nah.
Barbecue chicken with
it's like
veggie
the change
pasta.
In Riggins' tone. Oh. Like, oh, we're going to waste that on veggie pasta? Man, come on.
Yeah.
Hell.
But see, I would rather, you know, most guys would rather be out there on the grill. I'd rather be in the kitchen. I'm not that enamored with grill cooking.
I love grill cooking.
I love grilling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad, if like on 4th of July, he'd be outside from 8 a.m. to the fireworks start at 7. Mm-hmm. And I just assume he was just doing it to get out of the house. Like, my mom's area is the kitchen. He's got the outside. They just steer clear of each other. But he'd be out there all day. And that's why he burned most of our shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's it shouldn't funny. Take him all day. To
no.
That's the most grown-up prize I've ever won was a grill. I was working at this job, and they had a sales competition. I didn't even know what the competition was, but I went on vacation. I came back. They're like, you won the double grill. It was charcoal and gas. And I was like, what? I was like 25. I was like, that's cool.
You thought you were winning like a grill for your mouth. Charcoal and gas. Oh, not
as exciting, but.
Oh, not golden diamonds.
Oh, I thought my boyfriend was going to have me a partner here.
Yeah.
I want to get one to match his.
Double grill.
You ever date a guy with a grill? Oh, yeah, you dated a guy that makes grills, didn't you?
No, that's just a friend.
Oh, just a friend. Yeah.
But you
he made you a grill. Didn't he come back? Did he ever make you a grill?
No, he didn't. He lied.
You were all excited that day. So you were going to be flexing, have a grill.
He was at the party this past week, and I was at, and I told him that. I said, where's my grill at? Still it's waiting like, on it.
2008.
Yeah. Let's go get it from Nelly.
Yeah. Maybe one of the Saint Lunatics can help you out with that. We made grills in a decade. I don't know.
He's like, that turned out to not be such a lucrative business.
Yeah, probably in the same
2021.
Probably next to the spinners.
Yeah, I'll make you one, but I've got to go to my storage shed where all the molds are for the grills. I hadn't used those things in years.
Yeah, next to Eminem's first album.
I was excited about it. Yeah.
Will Smith's big suspenders.
Yeah, next to Big Willie style. That's where. No, I'm just kidding. If somebody gave me a grill today, I would wear the shit out of it. Probably not to like a Walgreens or something, but I would definitely wear it in my house.
Like just to walk around your apartment wearing a grill.
Yeah, like it's just, I don't know.
And walk
by
just smile in the mirror every time you see it. Like, oh, look at that.
Timeless.
Swag.
Does it taste like metal, though? It tastes like you got metal in your mouth.
I've never had a grill in my mouth. I don't
know. But you did date a guy who had a grill, or more than one guy.
I've hung out with guys that wore grills.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I want to know that too.
No, what? I would not even kiss a guy if he had it in his mouth. Gross.
No, I mean, did he leave it in all the time? Could it come in and out?
Oh, yeah, I would take it out.
Aren't some of them, though, permanent in there?
I don't know. I wish I dated someone that had permanent gold teeth in their mouth.
Oh, wow. We've all got goals.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, your mouth is valuable.
Yeah, I think Lil Wayne had permanent. Am I making that up? Didn't he have permanent? He goes, these don't come out. I brush them. Might have been him.
Yeah, a lot of people, when we were growing up, had gold teeth.
You get maybe that one gold tooth.
My grandma has a gold, like, the lining of the tooth is in gold.
Hell yeah.
She's swaggy.
Yeah. Miss Street, that worked at our school, she had a front tooth that was gold and had a star in the middle of it.
What?
Yeah.
People are starting to put rhinestones back on their teeth. I've seen it a lot lately on Instagram.
Are you sure they're not braces?
No, it's just like a little rhinestone. They just put like a one rhinestone. That's it.
Why?
I don't know, but I've started to see it kind of pop up.
Is it a rhinestone or like a cubic zirconia?
Probably a cubic zirconia, but it's supposed to last a few months. I don't know how they get it on there.
Wow.
Ace, you wore a grill for a long time as an adult. The braces look like a grill.
If you want to count that, for 18 months.
But you still got off light. I had to wear mine 2 years and a retainer for 6 months.
Yeah.
You have a retainer at night?
I have what I'm supposed to wear. I usually don't, but I've got the permanent retainer behind my upper and lower the teeth. There's a permanent retainer back there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even notice that after a while.
What's a permanent retainer? It's like a piece of plastic that's there forever?
No, it's a piece of metal.
Oh, metal?
Yeah, it's fixed to the very bottom, the base of my teeth in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, and it kind of holds the mold in there, so to speak. So they can't adjust too much. Mm. Yeah, and I'm supposed to wear it. I have a retainer. One of the clear ones you're supposed to wear at night. I just never do.
Did they ever give you headgear?
No.
No. I don't know. Some
you mean to wear to school when people were hitting them in the head?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, what?
Yeah. No, I never had the headgear.
I knew somebody with headgear.
Yeah, my wife had to wear that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, I wonder if they still do the headgear thing.
They did when I was in high school.
Okay, which was what, though, when?
2004, 2005.
Okay. So that's
that long ago.
15, 16 years ago.
You think they made that much of an
They could have. I'd never heard of the permanent retainer in the back before. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know anything about braces. I never had them.
I'm just making all this bullshit up because I just wanted to see if you could. I don't know anybody with headgear. They probably did. I was just trying to get somebody else to jump on them about it. I never knew anybody with headgear.
But yeah, my daughter didn't have to have headgear with her braces.
And my daughter
her teeth
didn't either.
Were pretty bad.
Yeah. Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had I think the two were up higher than the rest of them that had to be brought down. But it's weird how fast it works. Like, as soon as they put braces on, they start working, and you can tell a difference in a week.
Sure you can.
And but, I mean, if you took them off right then, it would stay. But they start to move really fast.
Yeah. It takes no time at all to start seeing, oh, gosh, they're moving. They really are moving, that kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was one of the best things my parents ever did for me, other than when my mama didn't shoot my dad in the front yard. She made that decision.
That was good.
It made the top two.
Yeah.
Braces and didn't shoot your dad.
When she had ample opportunity.
But one of the worst things ever, though, was the day, it's funny now, it's even funny a little bit then, when Peyton went to get her braces off, and it was supposed to be the time before the next time they get them off, like they go. Yeah. This is your final checkup, and you're going to get them off in 6 weeks. And they'd already kind of told her 4 weeks, whatever it was. And they told her at that one, yeah, we're going to need to go ahead and leave these on for another like 3 months, 4 months, something like that. It might have been the day she thought she was getting them off. We might take them off next time. And all she heard was they're taking them off. And she calls, and she's in tears. You can. They'll take them off if you tell them to take them off. Aww. I said, I'm not telling them to take them off. Why would you do that to me? Tell them to take them off, Dad. Please, please. I'm so sick of these braces. It's like, no, it's 3 more months. You're going to be fine. It's 3 months. You'll be thankful.
Wasn't it for prom or something, though?
She got them off before that. She stood on cash. She got them off.
A prom thing. I was like, well, I get that. Like,
yeah.
You're about to go to your prom, like, and you had the opportunity to get them off. I'd rip them.
Yeah, she got them off right before. Like, maybe just a week or 10 days, 2 weeks, something like that, before prom is when she got them off. And she was scared they weren't going to let her take them off. But, yeah, it was a kind of a – she was very upset. And then she was mad at me because neither her mom nor I would tell them, no, let's go ahead and take them off. We're like, we're going to ride this wave out for the 6, 8, 10 weeks, whatever it is. We've spent $4,000 or something like that, $5,000. We're not taking those off, man.
My wife had a friend in Birmingham whose daughter was going to be in a pageant, and she had her braces taken off for the pageant and then put back on Monday morning.
Oof. There's a girl that works at the doctor's office, at the orthodontist's office, that she had hers on, and she put them on for her class reunion coming up, and you know, like everything should be good by then. And the dentist wanted to keep them on longer. And he was like, no, to make the final correction. She was like, no, no. And so they took them off right the week of her class reunion. She went to the reunion when she came back, then he put them back on. Oh. And he said, you know, that's probably going to make it, you'll have to wear them like a few weeks longer. She was like, I don't care. I'm not going to my class reunion with these on. So he took them off, then put them back on when she came back from her class reunion. Mm-mm. I don't blame them for that. Your class reunion is kind of a thing. You want to look good when you go, I guess.
I don't even know if they still have them for my class. I know the 10-year one was pretty well attended.
Yeah.
And then they did a 15-year one, and I think it was a little more sparse. And then they did a 20, and I only went to the 10-year.
I've gone
union because I mean I don't want them hating on me if I roll up in there now, and I mean they're all still in their position they were in, and I'm in there, you know, rich rolling in a wide body caddy.
Yeah, it's too much.
A wide body.
Yeah, I've been all mine. I like go. We just did 10, 20, 30, I think is all we did.
When was the 30?
10 years ago.
5 years ago. Just it was 5 years ago. 2016 would have been the 30.
How was it? You had fun?
I had a great time. It's been, like, my buddies all show up that I see every summer we all hang out with, so almost everybody shows up every time. The rest of the people, they're cool that they're there, but we're just having a good time. Cool. So we have a great time. It's wonderful.
Party
I love
animals.
Going. People are all really nice. They're all great people. It's nice to catch up with everybody. It's cool. Everybody has a wonderful time.
I think 1 year they had to combine my graduating class with the class that was right below us, so they had to have, in order to have enough people there. To make it worthwhile, they had to put 2 year graduates.
Yeah, that's why we didn't have a 20, because 25 is usually one that you have. And then you probably skip 30, whatever, I don't know. But we didn't have 25 because our class president wanted to combine with the class above us. And I was like, that's okay. Not really what my ideal thing. And then the class above us was like, no, we don't want that either. So none of us wanted, none of them wanted it. They were all arguing about it. So we ended up not doing anything. Amanda's 10
year school classes are having a whole fight.
We don't want those nerds.
Yeah, the class.
No way. This is our reunion.
Yeah, the class president was like, hey, dude, it was their
class president.
Our class president, who's still the person supposed to do it, was like, well, then I'm not going to bother trying to plan this. Yeah. And the others were like, well, that you're not going to stick us with this job. You know, it's too late now to put this thing together. Well, guess we're not going to have one then. I was like, people, you're adults. I'm telling you, though, the funniest thing ever. One of the funniest things ever. My 10-year reunion, I've told the story 100 times. It's so funny. We're standing outside the hotel the first night. We all go to the football game. Then we're all staying in the same hotel. We're in the bar. We'd walked outside. Somebody had just driven in. We'd gone outside to help them get their bags, whatever. Standing outside, and I've got a bag in my arm, talking to people, and the door flies open, and two ladies who shall remain nameless, One of them yells at the other. Oh, and you can tell they're a little intoxicated. No, no. I see your ass at the grocery store every week. Don't try to be nice to me now, bitch. You never even wave. And I was like, oh, we had to go over like, hey, everybody calm down. It's
Lord.
Like, we haven't been in high school in 10 years. You're acting like a bunch of dumbasses. Relax. Relax.
About to be a girl fight.
Yeah, it was about to be one. We're like, ease up. This is stupid.
Jeez.
Come on. Amanda's 10-year reunion was supposed to have been, this past summer. Or last summer. Yeah, last summer. The COVID summer was supposed to have been her 10-year reunion.
She's class of 09?
I guess.
10?
Whatever. I was like, okay, let's go.
Weird.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. We've been for that COVID.
Lit.
Yeah.
Lit.
He'd
lit.
Be buying drinks for him.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I'm the guy y'all listen to on the radio.
Hey.
On your way to school.
You were going to be doing your dance moves at the dance floor?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'd be breaking them off hard.
Not in this high school. We went to the same high school. Trust me. Wouldn't be a good look. I bet you wouldn't.
Did you go to yours at all, Riggins? You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Your 10-year?
No, it was like a 5-year. And it was really just a couple of friends. We were like eating at a barbecue place. It's not a big small town. But yeah, they've done a 10-year, I think last year. But I'm not doing that shit.
You had no desire to go at all?
None.
Yeah, I couldn't see you wanting to do that.
No.
I love to go because it's my hometown. I get to go see my mom, and I don't stay at her house. I get a hotel room, but it's fine. I run out and get to hang out with my mom a little bit. That's always cool. Yeah. Like I said, it's, you know, of the 6 of us to get together every summer, there are at least 4 of us that are there at that deal. It's just a reason to get together and hang out and have some beers with my friends.
Oh, that's cute.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't want to sound like a snob, but I just told them, look, if y'all live closer to an airport.
I got to fly in and drive.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that.
It's no real easy way to get here.
Right. Can we have it in a bigger city?
Miami.
Yeah.
Something cool.
Yeah, could we move it to Dallas? How would that be?
Yeah. Instead of standing here arguing about who didn't put their $5 in for the barbecue. That'd be nice.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
Aflexus. You want to tell everybody about your new boyfriend in the apartment complex?
Hell yes, I want to hear
he
more, but I have questions,
man. He's not my boyfriend, Mr. James. So when I first moved in, there was Mr. James. He introduced himself. He's really nice. He's like probably in his 60s. He's retired, and he's always flirting all the time. But he doesn't do it in the... It could be a little creepy, but he means no harm. Like, he's nice.
Okay.
The other day, he was walking around with a Bluetooth speaker. He has girlfriends in the building. Like, oh. He has different girls that he goes and visits, and I'll see them come. And he was in the elevator, and he had a Bluetooth speaker. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's playing a like, baby-making music, just walking down the hallways with his Bluetooth.
Yeah, I mean, that's the new jam box. The new boom box.
So yesterday, I went to the pool. And I'm just tanning. I have my laptop. I was listening to an audiobook. And I hear someone say, oh, you just tanning over there. And I look up. It's Mr. James. I'm like, hey, Mr. James, yeah, I'm just tanning. And he's in a karate outfit, all white karate. And I'm trying to figure out, like, are these his pajamas or is this really a karate outfit?
A gi. It's called a gi.
A gi?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's talking to the pool guy for a little bit. He starts doing jumping jacks. Okay, and I'm trying so hard not to look at him because I'm like, he's trying to get my attention. Like, he's right in front of my chair.
And only the two of you at the pool and the maintenance guy.
There were some other girls, but they were all the way on the other side.
Okay. You're laying on your stomach, on your back?
I was laying on my stomach.
Okay.
So I kind of had my head down, and I'm like hearing him do jumping jacks. So I got to turn my headphones off. So I turned my headphones off, and he's like running out of breath doing these jumping jacks. And the pool guy's like, you got to watch out. All of a sudden, you hear him groan. And he's like, I think I pulled something. And he's walking around, and he's, like, holding his leg. And I'm like, why are you doing that? I said, you don't need to be doing jumping jacks. I was like, you need to stretch. You came down here. You didn't even stretch. Then he's leaves for a second. I put my headphones back in. Then I hear these noises, and I'm like, what is going on? I look up, and he has nunchucks. He's doing a whole routine with his nunchucks.
But is he pretty good?
He's so good. So then I'm like, okay, he has nunchucks. He has a karate outfit on. Next comes a samurai sword. And I don't know if it's a samurai sword, but he is doing all of these moves by the pool, and he's making noises to go along with his moves. And I'm just like, okay, I guess.
And the music cranking, like, is he doing choreographed kind of stuff?
Choreographed. He had his Bluetooth speaker on. He had Future playing.
Hell yeah.
And he's with his nunchucks, killing it, though, like, killing it. And I was like, I need to tell Mr. James he needs to teach me how to do that.
No, I bet Mr. James would love to have you over so he could teach you how to do that. You better be careful.
Oh, you just over there tanning?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Oh, he's tanning?
Yeah.
What else you doing?
Yeah.
Watch me pull my sword from its sheath.
Yeah. He walked by. He's like, you look good in black. I was like, okay, thank you. Just, black bikini on. Oh, he's such a hot mess. The other day I was leaving my apartment. And he looks at me. He's like, I was just thinking about you. And I said, oh, yeah, what were you thinking about? He's like, I can't tell you that. I said, oh, Lord. Mr. James, go inside your house.
Inside. That's right. How you doing? Fine. I know you fine. Fine.
Can't tell you that.
Oh, I'll get arrested if I tell you that. If I tell you that, it won't be nothing left to surprise you with.
Hey, damn, lock me up, throw away the key if I told you that. Damn.
Don't get me to lying.
That's exactly how he is.
No. Where you going? Out here tanning. That's all you do, just tanning. I say tanning. Hear what I said, tanning?
You see me doing these jumping jacks?
I'm not doing jumping jacks. He's running out of breath after 10. I was like, sit your ass down, Mr. James.
But his plan worked because you were impressed with his with his nunchuck and his
sword skills.
And you call them jumping jacks. I call them jumping James.
Hey,
that's what they call. I do them so damn good. I call them jumping James.
Hey, don't kick me out the dojo for this.
That's me. Don't mess with the kid.
Oh, God.
Who's the master?
He's the Lord. And his balcony faces the pool. So I already know he had already been out there, came down his karate outfit and his.
So you think he saw you and then said, oh, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to put on a show.
Yeah, because he always trying to talk about something. He said, every time I see him,
I see you laying down there in that black bikini. I'm going to put my gi on. And he runs down there like, oh. You know, he was trying to hurry, too, to make sure you didn't leave before he got down there.
He was making so much noise, too, because he saw that I had my headphones in because I had to pull them out to talk to him, put them back in. He's talking so loud. I'm like, oh, my
goodness. So the jumping jacks were just his process of warming up for the nunchucks.
For the show.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And, right. I mean, he was making grunting noises with the swords. Like, he was really into it.
Oh, that's right. Even though I'm hot, I still got to warm up. I'm being hot. Always hot. Hell yeah.
I found out he's been living there since 2005. I'm like, what? You've lived here forever.
Yeah, fine little hotties. Like, you keep moving in, I'm gonna live here forever.
I done graduated a bunch of them out of here. You ought to see them.
You're just over there tanning.
He calls me little lady.
That is up here with gonna be laying down a minute resting with my padded headboard. You know why it's padded? Safe sex. That's what you call safe sex. A padded headboard. Huh? Hear what I said? Yeah. You heard what I said? Padded headboard. Safe sex. How are you doing? How are you doing?
Damn. Oh, God.
Yeah, why have I? How have we not heard of Mr. James before?
He's never been so animated like he was yesterday. So, I mean, I talk to him all the time. It's just, he's crazy.
When you say he was laying out, how far was he from you?
He was probably like where TJ is from me.
Oh, God. He was right on top of
right
you there.
Right there.
With a sword. He got with a sword.
He was so close.
Uh-oh, excuse my sword.
Yeah. And I thought you meant like 20 feet, not six.
That, no, he kept getting closer and closer as his show progressed.
Because you weren't paying attention. You didn't take your earbuds out and listen to him.
I didn't set up residency. Yeah. With my show.
Oh, God.
I want to feel the wind from these nunchucks as I go by.
Would you ever tell him anything about yourself, like what you do for a living and all that?
Oh, we've talked about it.
Okay, so then
he tells me I'm famous all the time. He's like, oh, look, here comes a famous girl. Mm-hmm. Like, stop.
So damn famous, I ain't never listened to you. I'm watching Reverend Creflo Dollar in the morning. I ain't listening to Yoshi. But so what I'm getting at is that you could interview him. He would probably do an interview.
Oh, he would love that.
Well,
he loves to talk. Yeah. He loves to talk. Every time I see him, I'm always like, okay, like I need to try to figure out a reason as to get myself out of this conversation.
Yeah, well, I've got to go. Oh,
but then again, if we start that, then he can be like, when you gonna put me on the radio again? I know I'm a star. I'm a star. You ain't the only famous one here now. Yeah. I know they love me. They love me. Oh, Mr. James. Mr. James. Mr. James. That's all they say. Mr. James. Love Mr. James.
Karate man.
I am curious now about his life because I'm like,
yeah. I'm Bruce Leroy.
What?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
This guy on Instagram messaged me and he's like, he has a white belt. He's not even allowed to carry those types of weapons. I was like, okay.
Okay, man.
Okay, you're probably making a good point.
Yeah, exactly. But
shut up. He's probably right. Like 7-year-old.
He's like, he's a white belt. He can't carry those type of weapons.
I don't think anybody should have a sword that big. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Last Samurai over here.
He's a white belt. He's got like a 6-foot sword at the pool.
And he's like, hi-ya. Like, hi-ya. And I'm like, what are
and
you
all
doing?
In your direction to get your attention. Right?
Yeah, and he would look over to see if I was looking at him. I'm like, oh, my
and
God.
And you obviously were.
No, I would look down like.
You were like, uh-uh.
Is he recording?
Okay,
for
Mr. James. Yeah.
Oh, God. He is a whole mess.
So he has girlfriends that live there. Are they all older people?
No, they're not like his age, but like they're probably like 40-year-olds that come by, and they're always different. And he just is so friendly with everybody. And I always see him. The other day, I saw this girl leaving from his apartment with a glass of wine. So she lives in the building. She was just stopping by. She left with her glass of wine on the elevator with wine, and I'm like, Mr. James, what? And I told him that the other day. I said, oh, I see you. I say, you got a bunch of girlfriends. He's like, those aren't my girlfriends. He's like, my player days are over. I'm like, mm-hmm. I said, not from what I see. I see you over here with your Bluetooth speaker on, with your baby making music on, serenading these women in the hallways.
Yeah. He's got his own playground going there.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Was he wearing anything under the gi? Could you tell?
I couldn't tell.
Uh-oh.
God. Just the fact that he came down with his whole... The whole thing,
It was hot, too, yesterday.
It was hot.
Hell yeah. It was nice, but if you're in a gi by the pool,
I guarantee you're doing some sword work.
Yeah.
Doing some jumping jacks.
Sweating.
Which was more impressive? What was the most impressive part of his performance?
The nunchucks. I mean, he was killing it with the nunchucks, like, killing it. I'm just like, where did you learn this? Like, I need to know more about you.
It's amazing.
Oh, I make them whip. I make them whip.
Did you see the video, Ace?
No.
Oh, I need to show it to you.
Excuse me while I whip these out.
God.
Yeah. Hey,
fire.
Little lady. Little lady, let me ask you something. What do you call a pig that know karate? Pork chop. I said pork chop. You heard what I said? I said pork chop, like a chop. Pork chop. Pig right. No karate. Pig martial art.
He's good, though.
I know. I'm impressive. What? Do you have flying stars? I was like, what else do you have? I mean, I would have someone that has, like, nunchuck skills as a neighbor. Like, that would happen to me.
What do you mean?
Like, it's just so random. Random stuff happens to me.
This is the craziest conversation. For so many
reasons.
But
how you can practice with the nunchucks, though, right? They make rubber ones that you practice with. And he probably has some that you could do.
Yeah.
So that way you're not beating the hell out of yourself when you're learning.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, how does not hurt him? It looks like it's hitting his body when he's doing it.
Yeah, it is, but you got to do it the right way. Ask if he's got a butterfly knife.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, I don't stab butterflies. I like them. Not Mr. Jane.
No, ma'am. I'm just out here tanning, huh? I'm going to try that.
What floor does he live on? Do you know?
The same floor as I do. We're like two doors apart.
Okay.
Yeah. And I live on the top. So
he's like, I saw you out here laying out.
Motion, 1 minute.
Yeah. First you spoke to me, now you come lay out right under my apartment.
Mm.
Want me to come down and do a demonstration.
Putting all that oil on you. I see you. Lotion and oil.
Because he asked me the other day, I was going down to the pool. He's like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to the pool, get some sun. He's like, okay. Here he comes. A few days later.
Was he stand outside, wait for somebody to walk by that he runs out the door to talk to you?
He's probably that. You know, instead of an old woman in the building that keeps up with everybody's business, it's just him.
Yeah, he's always doing something. Always. Out on his, like, the other day he had a toolbox by his car, but he was by his trunk. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're not even fixing anything. You just have tools out. And you're sitting next to your car, but you're not doing anything. He's like, I'm just over here messing with my car. Like,
that ain't the tool you need to be worried about, little lady. No.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Is Share Funny live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
So this 68-year-old woman named Annette, but if she were in the southern rural United States, she'd be called Annette. Named Annette Edwards of Worcestershire, England. She's a former Playboy model, a Playboy bunny, if you will, back when they called them that in the UK. But she took the whole bunny thing seriously for the rest of her life because she owns and breeds giant rabbits.
I know these things.
She has one named Darius who's 4 feet 4 inches long.
Ooh.
And it's a Guinness record holder for the world's largest rabbit.
Oh.
And somebody stole Darius.
What?
Yeah, stole him right out of his enclosure on Annette's farm.
Yeah, that creeps me out.
Cops said they're trying to track him down, and Annette's offering $1,400 as a reward. That is That's a rabbit that's the size of a big dog.
Yeah.
They're called
a large dog.
I don't like that.
Flemish giant rabbit? Or Fleming giant rabbit? Welsh giant rabbit?
Nah, why don't you like it? What's wrong with it?
That's the kind of thing that you see in a movie.
Like mutant.
They come, yeah, they've mutated because they live too close to the nuclear plant and the wastewater got into their water. Next thing you know, they're all expanding at an incredible rate. Yeah. And the group of them comes rushing over the English hillside, invading the town and killing people.
Jeez.
That's what it's like.
I love it and I would cuddle with it. It's my size.
I would snuggle the hell out of that rabbit.
I would snuggle. It would be my body pillow. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Again, they're so sweet.
Look at how rabbits are sweet. And their little ears and the paws are so cute. Mm-hmm. In his little neck pouch, whatever that is.
But he had a huge, how much do they weigh? Because this one is 4 feet, 4 inches long.
That's almost
my about Alexis's height.
Oh, my goodness.
They look like kangaroo.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
Look like a kangaroo.
They're huge.
I need one of those.
But you can't house train them, though, can you? Can you house train a rabbit?
Yeah, you can't. Well, you kind of. They have crates, but their pee smells so bad. I had a friend who had a rabbit, and his name was Fetty Hop. And it was the cutest rabbit. It was so fluffy. But, yeah, you can always smell the pee.
They poop a lot.
They poop a lot. It's like little pellets, I think.
Right.
Fetty Hop.
Who needs that?
Yep. Darius. Somebody that done took Darius.
I don't like that rabbit.
Somebody done stole Darius.
Darius, get back here.
You know, this reminds me of, I saw a girl yesterday on Instagram, this girl that I know. She was in Charleston at the beach, and there had a rabbit on a leash at the beach. A rabbit on a leash.
But not one of these, though. Not one of these big ass.
Not one of these, but a big one. It was like a bigger size. But I'm like, who brings a rabbit to the beach?
That's a good question.
And y'all know I would eat it.
Stop.
You'd eat this rabbit?
Yeah. Sure would.
You just said you would snuggle it.
I would.
And then eat
it.
And as soon as it calms down.
I would snuggle it. Then I would cook it. And then snuggle it. And then eat it. You ever had rabbit?
No.
Alexis? Oh,
I have. I lied. I had those rabbit raviolis from that place one time.
Yeah.
I mean, they were good.
But I mean just fried rabbit.
No. Or like a fried rabbit leg?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What is, can you compare, I mean, it's not beef. Is it like beef?
No. It's more like, it's kind of like squirrel.
Okay, that's not helpful at all.
I still don't know.
No, it's like, it's more like chicken.
Is it gamey at all? No.
And tame rabbits are all white meat, completely white meat.
Are they?
Yeah. Mm. But you kill a rabbit in the wild, it has dark meat in it.
Look at how cute it is. I can't dark even and handle
white.
It.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend was obsessed with these rabbits, so I called the closest breeder to see if we could just come look at them for her birthday, and they couldn't get the fat. I was like, I don't want to buy one. I just want to. She's like obsessed with these rabbits, so I would just like to come and surprise her, and she can pet them and stuff, and they were just not having it at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're not buying, you're not going to come mess with all of our rabbits. Yeah,
no. Don't go to the newsstand and stand there and read the magazine.
Right. Yeah. Well, I offered to pay. I was like, we don't want to do it for free, but she's just obsessed with it. I would like her to see them, and they were not having it.
How much does one cost?
I don't know.
They're so cute.
But where was that? It was close to here?
Yeah.
You could have bought her one.
That's huge, though. How are you going to keep it?
Yeah.
It's no bigger than a medium-sized dog.
True.
I mean, toward medium to large dog.
But then, you know, they get, like cats, they come alive at night. I've seen videos of people sleeping in their bed and the rabbit just takes off and they jump on your head and jumping all over you.
Oh, you let them roam throughout the house at night?
These people do.
Look at their tails. That's how Khaleesi's tail looks.
That would scare the crap out of me.
Oh, my God.
If I went over to somebody's house and a big giant rabbit came jumping out of there, I'd be like, what the hell is that?
I mean, you want to live with that? Hell no.
No.
He's like, wake up.
Put that thing in a cage.
Yeah, we're watching a video. The rabbit just jumping over the bed and jumping on the bed, and running like laps around the top of the bed.
I figured they would hide in the house. They crawl under stuff and hide.
They say that rabbits are always they're always in fear that they're going to be eaten. So they act very much like a prey.
Right.
Even as pets.
Yeah, because they don't know the difference.
Then, yeah.
Well, because, I mean, technically, if they're my pet, they don't know day to day.
Any day it could happen.
Like, yeah. Any day it could be the last.
If somebody sent me a good Creole recipe with rabbit in it, I'd be like, okay, today's the day.
Couldn't get crawfish tails, but I can get some damn rabbits.
Cheap day.
Oh, my God.
What part do you eat of the rabbit? All of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a leg quarter.
Really?
It's mm-hmm. probably a big leg.
Well, and those giant rabbits, it is. And a regular size one, it's not that big.
And they just fry it?
Yeah, bread it, fry it. You can also put it on, I mean, there are all kinds of things you can do with it. I had a rabbit in New Orleans one time, a rabbit that was smothered in an oyster dressing. It was really good.
I mean, I would probably eat it. They are cute. But
yeah, you would.
I would.
Trust me, you would.
Oh, you'd eat it.
Yeah, delicious. Yeah. I kill it with my sword.
Kill it with my nunchucks.
I'll be down there to protect you. And what is this thing about, I don't pay attention to Tesla cars because I don't want an electric car. I don't have any use for it. If you say open bunghole to your Tesla, it opens the charging port.
Yeah, there's a lot of little Easter eggs in Teslas. You can change your horn to a fart sound. You can play Tetris on the big screen in there. He's very much in, you know, it's Elon Musk.
Well, he's a nerd, yeah.
He's a nerd, but also, he likes having fun with these kinds of things. So yeah. It's an update you can do.
So what would normally, on a regular car, that would be the gas door.
Yeah.
That's called the bunghole.
So you stand outside your car and say, open bunghole, and the thing opens up.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. They do updates at Christmas, so, you know, when you unlock your car, it'll start playing Jingle Bells. And then Halloween, they do another update for things like that. It's just a way to keep you, involved with the brand.
Yeah, interactive with your car.
Absolutely.
Bunghole.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
All right. Let me ask y'all a question.
All right.
If somebody breaks into your house and they steal $700 in cash and some bank cards and various sex toys, are you going to report the sex toys?
Nope.
As part of the property that was stolen?
I am not.
No.
Because I'm sure there's no insurance for those.
You got a couple. Stuff, yeah.
I got a couple. I had to retire one last week.
What do you mean you had to retire it?
The integrity of it is no longer up to snuff. I don't know what happened.
In other words, worn out.
Yeah.
It's worn out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I've got a couple.
Because I'm sure insurance doesn't cover them. You could probably don't claim them. You have to claim them on your policy.
Right, but this is a report to the police.
Yeah, but I would say the only reason you'd report it to the police is if you need insurance to cover it.
I think it was more to make sure that they had the right person.
These are yours, I'm assuming.
Yeah. But why would you even mention that?
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I mean, I would let it go.
Because this lady had $700 in cash because she had just gotten it to pay her rent and bank cards and all. And so this guy that she knows had gotten into her house while she was asleep on the couch.
Man.
And that was, and that's why it's in the news.
Who takes?
Because the sex toys were valued at around $160.
Why is he stealing her sex toys?
Why is he doing that?
I mean, have you no shame? Mm-hmm. You're taking her money and you're taking her bank cards.
Would it have been weirder if he had taken her underwear?
I'd say about the same.
About the same.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he stole the sex toys to re-gift them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they weren't things that he'd be using on himself or whatever, hopefully.
Yeah, they're very different. Well, I don't know, so I guess some of them are not.
Mm-hmm.
You're really limited in your options when you get to the male sex
But again, toys. Only a woman would even say that. And he stole my sex toy.
Yeah.
And because of the reasons we've talked about so many times, because, I mean, women run around bragging about all that, talking about it all the time. I got this, I got that, I don't need a man, I got this, and this, and that. Oh, I was going through the airport and they saw this and that. Whereas men would have to be shamed to death. To go, do I have to tell you the rest of the stuff that he stole? And then, of course, we called a pervert.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Riggins the pervert.
Yeah. I'd be like, you forgot the charger.
You forgot the charger.
You're not going to get very far without the charger. You got to plug it in. That's crazy.
But is that a lot to have? It's $160 worth?
I don't know.
No.
If it's an expensive one or she's got two $80 ones.
Yeah, maybe like that, but that's not a lot. I mean, I've seen some that are like $300,
$400. Damn.
Yeah.
What the hell's that do? Everything?
Everything. All the speeds, all
takes you to Olive Garden afterwards.
Remodel your kitchen.
Yeah. Ask me what it doesn't do.
Holy man.
$400.
Yeah, they get pretty pricey. There's some, like, you can charge, like, USB charger now, wall chargers.
So, I guess, if it's that expensive, would you then report it? I mean, you got a homeowner's policy that covers all of your valuables.
Yeah. Somebody made a good point. You wouldn't have to because you've got a blanket coverage number that would, But I do think you'd have to list it. I'm pretty sure you would have to list it. So they're going to say what all was stolen. They're not just going to give you, like, if you have blanket coverage for $50,000 and you've only got $30,000 worth of stuff, they're not going to give you the extra $20,000. You've got to list that stuff out.
One chocolate thunder. How much do you estimate that? At least $2,500. It's very expensive.
Limited release.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of 20.
I have photos and everything in my safe. Let me get the photos to prove it. Yeah.
Look at this one.
Yeah.
This is the most valuable one that is right here.
This one's $350. That's crazy.
Still, a guy's not going to put that on his list.
Yeah, no. I'm not.
No. Oh, is it that embarrassing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it's you won't even go get a sample from the grocery store in those, because you don't want to be embarrassed.
That's true. Yeah.
It's funny though, the different things that do embarrass somebody and the things that don't.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed by sex. It's a healthy thing. Well, you shouldn't be embarrassed about that.
What did Britney Spears call it?
Loving myself.
No, she said it was sacred.
Sacred.
Yeah, right. And then Diane Sawyer said, sacred, Brittany.
Yeah. I said what I said. Diane, you prude.
Yeah. Doubling down now.
Yeah. Mind your business.
He stole my money. and all my toys.
What a pervert.
Bad day for her, man.
Yeah. Then later that night, she's like, it's been a tough day. I'm all 10. I need to relax. Damn. Can't.
She like reaches for it.
Damn. I can't even relax.
But, you know, Riggins, you've got it so much better now than, like, say, in your dad's day when, you know, all you have to do is just punch in a couple of numbers and your sex toys are on the way. You know, you don't have to, you know, do the shame of walking in the store like, you know, back in your dad's day.
Sure, walking past the penny candy store and
drive out on the interstate.
True.
Park your car behind the privacy fence and try to slip in without anybody seeing.
It's so true.
Go in with a hat and a, you know, coat pulled up around your face.
Yeah. Yeah. I went into this one up here. It's not too far. We work in a very nice area.
Oh, yeah.
But there is one up here that I've been inside before.
You always know you're in a nice area when you can see in one direction an airport, in the other direction a sex shop.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
That's a good sign.
It's true.
You did? You went in there?
Yeah.
When?
A couple years ago. Doesn't matter what I was doing in there. But what I did see is somebody at the counter, and I couldn't see what they were buying, but I know that the person behind the counter took out batteries, put them in, like took the thing out of the package, put the batteries in, turned it on. You could hear it.
Yeah.
And said, we do this just to make sure it's working. Because I guess once you buy it, you can't bring it back
for
obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But they definitely tested it out at the counter. I was like, see what they're buying. It was a woman. But then it was moving. I heard it.
It was loud?
Yeah.
Would you have a problem if you were married or in a relationship? Would you have a problem buying something for her?
Not at all.
Like, hey, I was in the store today. I bought you a little something.
Or is that why you were in there?
Yeah, I was. Yes. It was when I was in a relationship. And I was buying something. I don't know. I don't even remember what it was. I do know what it was. And she was not a fan. not that. I went, oh, it would be fun. Not that. Because I was too adventurous. It's one of the only times in my life where I've been too adventurous.
Right. Nothing with a kickstart on it.
Yeah. What do you care? Yeah. I do vividly remember that, though. She's like, no, not that. Don't do that.
Was it as nice in there as it looks?
Yeah, it was really nice. No, it was clean. It was very clean and not weird at all. And
it's just this one up here at the crossroads right here.
Yeah, basically.
The intersection.
Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah.
Up there. It's in a strip mall.
Right.
They got, like, lingerie in the windows.
Is it the only store left open in that strip mall?
Maybe.
Yeah, there's one in our town that's right there by, there's, like, a donut shop and a Mexican restaurant and a phone store that's all right there in the little mall together.
Knock it all
convenient.
Out.
Convenient.
And a head shop.
It's right next to the vape shop.
Smoke shop, usually. Yeah.
Mm. But when you go in, there's not weird. They're not like.
They don't make it weird.
They're so nice, and they are so knowledgeable about everything.
That's what I said.
It's just cool.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting people. That are perusing sometimes, but that's always fun.
Right. Yeah, it's not like when you used to go to the video store and have to go through the curtain to go to the back room to rent a video and come out. And, you know, the woman standing there probably has never been in that room. She's like looking at you like, okay, this is what you're choosing to rent today.
Yeah. Rob just said there's a good burger place over by the sex store.
Yep.
Is there? I've heard about it.
This is Cher Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.